It always begins in the magic silence, 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 silence.
Silence.
Of possibility.
The darkness awaiting light.
When all things...
When all things...
Might happen.
Might happen.
When maker...
And tuner in,
press their brains together.
Imagining.
Blind before the first match.
In the mind is struck.
The first plink.
Of a tone letting in the first light.
And the first colours flooding, blooding, 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 blooding.
I'm from Bristol, the southwest of England. I haven't got a particularly strong accent. Mine's quite soft compared to a lot of people that I know. They're all farmers. They sound a lot like that and they sound very rough. I would call them rough. I've got a very soft accent in comparison. I haven't got your stereotypical West Country accent, so I don't think people realise that perhaps I do drive a tractor.
My name is Jo Street and I work as a freelance tutor covering drama training, speech training, anything to do with the theatre. Now I think accents enrich the English language. I think they're very important. For the theatre, obviously an actor needs to be able to speak what we call standard English, or what they used to call Queen's English or King's English, and now most people refer to as RP, which is received pronunciation, so that if you have a character with RP, you can just turn to it. And on the other hand, to be able to have a range of accents and dialects at your fingertips is going to give you more opportunity for work. So knowledge of accents is very important.
We as East Enders, the working class of London, we must go with our strange accents. If that's the East End of London accent, then what's a posh person's accent? It's Kern and London and Windy Finghorn.
Over the years of my teaching, I've been required to help people to change their accent because they feel that they're not getting promotion within their jobs because of the way they speak. They feel as though they stand out and that people are looking at them in a way that they would rather they didn't, and they want to modify their accent. I always try to encourage people not to feel that they should get rid of an accent, but I do understand what they mean because of these preconceptions that some employers have.
My name's Suki Atherton. My first degree was in drama and education. As part of my final dissertation, I investigated people's attitudes towards accents. So I picked three main groups: 7-year-olds, 11-year-olds and adults. People were very aware that they may alter their accents slightly in order to appear, not better, but appear in a different way than how they might be perceived if they kept their own accent. And what was very interesting is even that children as young as 7 would say, they use the word posh quite a lot, and they would say, well, yes, I'd try to talk posh if I was in this situation. Obviously, they're getting these messages about changing their accent in society.
I'm from West London. I don't know if my accent is a typical West London middle-class accent, but I just get worried that people might perceive me as being posh because my accent, I suppose, is not so different from BBC accent, is it? I was at Oxford University for 3 years. There were two social groups, basically. You had the very rich kids and then the rest of us. And my next door neighbour was one of the very rich kids, and she came from Shrewsbury, and she had a very, very posh accent. The first person you get to know, really, is your next door neighbour. And I found myself talking with this very, very posh accent as well, just like her. And it was totally unlike me.
But what I don't like is when somebody tries to speak with a received pronunciation and goes beyond the point of no return, and if the voice becomes difficult to listen to, then it overshadows the meaning of what's being said. Certainly actors are not trained to speak in that way anymore. We would say round, it would be round, brown. How now, brown cow?
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Rita. You're late.
I know, I'm terribly sorry, Frank. Well, Frank, wouldn't you simply die without Marla?
Well, frankly, no. Why are you talking like that?
I have merely decided to talk properly.
I think the media plays a part in bringing to our ears different accents. I really like to hear different accents coming in, as long as they're clear and understandable. It's enriching, but I do think sometimes it would be nice to hear a standard voice as well, just to keep the balance.
My name is Bronwyn Thomas, and I'm a lecturer in communication. In the bad old days, or the good old days, depending on how you see it, you know, you had to speak in a particular way to actually get on television or radio, but there's still, you know, a limit, I think, so you don't find people reading the news with strong Brummie accents or strong Scouse accents. You know, people still have quite strong views about what accents they like and which ones they don't. It tended to be in the past, again, that it would be minor characters or comic characters who would have strong accents, whereas the heroes and the heroines would always speak, you know, in RP or received pronunciation. Whereas nowadays, you know, I think you can find lots of dramas which might have characters with regional accents at the forefront.
It's his therapist. She's been giving him air miles. You don't think he's been putting all those hours in for inner harmony, do you?
I mean, that's right. You're going to have to go without for a year. Cold turkey.
It's going to be tough. 32 degrees, palm trees, white beaches. I'll pack the Prozac just in case.
But advertising is quite interesting as well, because a lot of research has been done on associations people have with accents and how things like Scottish accent is supposed to be rated for being trustworthy.
I remember when I first moved down to Kent, I was 13. Like, I was just speaking how I normally spoke in Glasgow, and it was like really fast. And I remember everyone just like was looking at me because they couldn't understand what I was saying. That was like a bit embarrassing, but it's all right now.
Whereas sort of Devon accents, West Country accents, are often used selling products that have something to do with, you know, being natural or being from the country.
I think sometimes when people hear a Devon accent, they think that people are rather thick, because we're country folk, and so in the days when I was brought up, people weren't well educated. I like the Scottish accent, but many other accents I think are rather strange. I suppose it's because I'm so Devonshire myself that to me Devon folk sounds natural. Cockney people sound stupid to me.
There have been trends towards people picking up on accents that are not their own. I think the soaps are quite responsible for that. It's feeding into to a person's hearing, isn't it? And maybe they don't always realise they're doing it, but I think there is a homogenising of voices coming through now.
Going.
That was uncalled for.
I don't need your opinions, thank you.
Just hear me out, will you, please? That girl has done a lot for you.
And you are in no position to lecture me.
I'm giving you some advice.
I'm supposed to take advice from a woman whose private life is like a car crash.
My mother's horrified because she doesn't have any of this sort of London tinge to her accent. She associates with Barrow Boys villains and Cockneys, I suppose. But other people sometimes find it quite attractive. Lately, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, etc., has given London a sort of raffish air, and those who've got a bit of the accent are looked on as being perhaps just the slightly glamorous figures. And people make assumptions about you on first impressions, which might well not be nothing to do with the way you are, but yes, they do make assumptions by your accent.
Maybe the key is the fact that you're looking at the person and that the way they speak is an additional part of their personality, not the be-all and end-all. It's the person first and the voice second. It's all about communication at the end of the day.